WFAI.com.
We're praying that holds out. If not, we will go to a contingency, but that contingency is going to be very, very difficult and life-threatening. One of the problems we're having now is that there's so many people coming into the emergency room that it's just, you know, it's a little bit of an overload.
Overload, that would describe the Superstorm Sandy and so many hospitals and areas that are doing their best to hold it together. The power is out. It's a nightmare. 60 million people affected. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you are listening to me somehow weathering the storm, welcome and hang in there. Otherwise, for the rest of us, boy, looking from outside of the East Coast, it looks like a big headache for a lot of people and a lot of others that are just breathing a sigh of relief that they might have averted a near disaster. You had 19 workers who were trapped in a New York power plant because of the storm in a Con Ed power station on the east side of Manhattan, and the floodwaters were rising. You had a dangling crane swinging back and forth in the storm and the winds at a 90-story luxury apartment building on Monday as of in the afternoon and continued through into the evening. The crane collapsed in the high winds. They thought it could crash into the ground. You have 12 people so far dead as a result of Sandy, and over 5 million people in the East Coast without power. And remember this about the power situations, as we learn from Irene. Once the power goes out, sometimes it doesn't come back on for a long time. Could be a week or more unless you get really lucky. So you just heard Congressman Michael Grimm, who's been a guest from New York, who's been a guest on this show several times. He's talking about Staten Island. Remember, there are 5 boroughs in New York, all of them hit very, very hard. Strange to see the outline of New York that would show pretty much darkness in the city. You see the giant buildings, and they're dark, some lights in some of the areas, but so much of that city, the power went out. 670,000 people did not have power. So Sandy, as predicted, packed an incredible punch in the coastal areas in Atlantic City. All those evacuations were so needed. There were some people who did not heed the evacuation and decided to stick it out, which is absolutely crazy to me. And who knows if they survived or not. Who knows how many people tried to do that in some situations where maybe there was something where the power line went out and then it hit the water. And, you know, you just don't know. Because of the darkness and because of the hour, so much of the real storm hit very much in, later in the night, you know, 7, 8, 9 o'clock and so on as it moved inland. It's one of the biggest storms to ever hit the United States. The damage will be untold. Winds, heavy rains, evacuations, transportation disrupted, shut down, and maybe, and it has already, interrupted the presidential campaign, but maybe changing the date of the campaign of Election Day. I'm wondering, because you think of the cleanup and the National Guard and going through and all the people that would be affected by the storm, there just might be a push to try to move that date. I wouldn't be stunned by that if that ultimately was the decision, even though a big chunk of the United States not affected by this hurricane. The National Hurricane Center said that when Sandy came ashore, it was a post-tropical cyclone, so it still had hurricane-force winds, but it didn't have what you would call the normal characteristics of a tropical storm. But you can't tell that to the people on the ground, because you had winds of 80 miles an hour, and that was the problem. Some of the people that were killed from falling trees and branches. The biggest targets in huge populated areas, New York City, Washington, Baltimore, Philadelphia, parts of New Jersey where my family's from, all hit by the blackouts and the floods and all of that stuff. The storm's actual boundaries, if you will, think of it as a giant canvas, the wind anyway, stretched from the Canadian border to South Carolina, from West Virginia to the Atlantic Ocean, halfway between the United States and Bermuda. So the swath was giant. It's one of the largest, it may be the largest that I've actually ever seen. There have been others, but it may be the largest in my lifetime anyway, and many of yours. And you think of areas where you hear people taking vacations, and all of them hit, for the most part, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, hit pretty hard. The New Jersey coastline hit very hard. The New York coastline hit super, super hard. The stock exchange closed. The stock market's closed for the first time since the attacks of September 11th. So you go back to 2001. They're going to be shut down on Tuesday. Schools closed. Federal government closed. And that's going to happen for another day. So if we were going to put the number to this, and I think it might be more, but ultimately it could reach $20 billion. So name the governor, and I'll tell you whether they declare a state of emergency. There's no question in Maryland and New Jersey and all those parts right in there they were going to do that. We know that New York was planning on this. That's why things were shut down ahead of time. So runways, roads, bridges, tunnels shut down by the storm. It's impossible to get from Washington to New York, which is really one of the most heavily traveled quarters in the United States. Don't know if you know that. I've actually done that route a couple of times. It seems like you're there in no time, but you can't do it right now. So Sandy didn't have, if people are trying to wrap their mind around it, it didn't have the intensity of Hurricane Katrina, which we know was incredible what happened in New Orleans back in 2005. But it still had an incredible effect, and it's unfolding. And it could end up being the largest, as I said, in our history, to hit the mainland in history. We don't know yet. This is, 7 days now before the election, and you had the president and Mitt Romney canceling events, trying to be cautious, because how do you... This is an important, critical time in a close election to be political, but you don't want to be political while people's lives are at stake, their homes are rocky, their life is unbalanced because they don't know what's going to happen when the waters recede, depending on where they live. So it's a tricky slope for politics. I mentioned the five boroughs in New York. A lot of those tiny neighborhoods were hit pretty hard with the big storm and the flooding. The Bronx hit pretty hard. People with boats and marinas and all that stuff, naturally, I don't think that's a surprise. We're going to talk more about the punch of Sandy coming up on the flip side. You can throw in your two cents. Anybody out there understand why people want to stay when they're supposed to evacuate? What would you do if you were in that situation? Would you evacuate? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Tonight, and of course, we've been talking about Hurricane Sandy, how awful it is in Atlantic City and across other nooks and crannies in the Northeast. New York pretty much shut down, Battery Park flooded and getting worse. The big thing is the power, the power, the power, and the water. So the power outages are rising big time in Philadelphia. Sandy right now has left 1.7 million people in the dark, including my pal Anne-Marie Scola, who joins us now by flashlight. Hi, Anne-Marie. How are you?
Hi, Kate. How are you? Yes, and I am actually by flashlight, too.
And you are in Philadelphia. So to give people an idea, what's it like in your neighborhood? Is it just your area that's dark?
Well, our block had gone down. We found the transformer that looked like it was on fire. It was sparking. And when I looked outside, it was only my block. The houses behind me were lit, and the houses on the side of me on the streets, the two streets were all lit, but our block is all out.
Wow. And so are you finding also that there's water that's rising in the streets? Are you seeing that, or is it just a lot of rain?
Well, there's no rain right now. The wind is unbelievable. And it's just howling out there. And just in Philly, but they were showing, I mean, we haven't seen the report since about 7:30 when our lights went out. It's been over an hour or two that we've been out without lights. But, they said in Atlantic City, the high tide was supposed to come in at 8 and we didn't get a chance to see because TV went down. But it was just unbelievable, some of the things that they were showing you on the TV with Atlantic City and Cape May.
And earlier in the day, Philly was being shut down too, right? People, they were shutting down all the transportation and a lot of offices were closing. You're not working for a couple of days, so you were part of that whole shutdown. Is it pretty much dark across the board?
Oh, exactly. The city, the city closed down, and well, the government, I work for the government, the government had closed down, but all the center city offices were closed because they were thinking with the high rises, because we were in the high rises of center city, and they were saying that they were a fear for the, some of the glasses and some of the windows to break through. But, and now I think as of like 6 o'clock tonight, Governor Corbett, you're not allowed to ride on 95, on 476, you're not allowed to ride on any of the state highways.
And do they anticipate this is going to be for a couple days at least?
No, they're saying that the eye of the storm just came ashore to Atlantic City about 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight, and it finally came ashore, and that's when it's going now. It was going towards Delaware and hitting us, and I'm assuming that we're going to get some more rain because, like I said, right now it's not raining, but it is windy as heck out there. And trees are blowing all over the place, and in Atlantic City they were saying that the waves took over the boardwalk, and that the wood from the boardwalk is banging into garage doors like blocks away, and it was just crazy. Did you hear about the mayor of New Jersey?
No, tell us about the mayor of New Jersey.
The mayor of Atlantic City decided that he was not going to put his people. They didn't have to get the governor of New Jersey asked everybody to leave the city, but the mayor of New Jersey decided that he was going to have his people be housed close by. So he put them in a shelter a block away from the bay, and they are flooded. They can't get in there because the governor said that no more people could go in for rescue. Because it's too hazardous.
Wow.
So the governor was very, very angry at the mayor of Atlantic City.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. By sending them to the shelters against what Chris Christie was saying. So here's the thing. You're in Philadelphia. The fridge is gone out because you've got no power. So do you beg a pizza guy for a slice or two? That's what people think of Philadelphia. Or do you run out and get a cheesesteak and brave the high winds? What do you do?
Well, you're not allowed out, but no, you just have to hope that I got some canned goods, I can't even open up tomato soup or whatever. We made that earlier, but we got some cakes, and you know what? There's always peanut butter and jelly.
Peanut butter and jelly. And I want to tell listeners, too, because Anne Marie was so kind, they're concerned about Mama Delaney. A lot of people have heard about my mother throughout the years. And Anne Marie is the one person who was so kind to take her in to make sure she was okay, not in New Jersey. And everybody else has lights, and Anne Marie doesn't have any power, so it's perfect.
Yeah,
good job.
Feel really bad because she's under, like, three blankets now, so I feel really bad.
All right, give my mom a hug and be careful.
I will.
And we'll talk to you again. Thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you. Talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye. All right, so that's more on the storm. You heard the description there where my pal didn't have power, and that's pretty much 5 million plus people in the same situation. Stacy in Mississippi. Stacy, you're watching this from afar. Boy, this is you've been in these situations before, and you can see what the people are going through on the East Coast, huh?
Yes, ma'am. I'm only about an hour and 15 minutes away from the Gulf Coast. In Mississippi, and winds up through here was about 70 miles an hour. Roofs blew off houses, somehow wooden houses blew down. Power lines are down with most people without power for anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. And the only thing I can tell you is get you some bread, get some canned goods, and get plenty of ice and batteries. You're going to need them. And get them as quick as you can and fuel up as quick as you can because there's going to be line parts. This is no joking matter. I've done live through it. I'm only 47, and I never want to live through it again.
Yeah, I'm glad that you said that for the people listening. Stacy, thanks for sharing that. You're right. Who would want to live through that? He lived through some of the worst in Mississippi. Where he's talking about the area in Mississippi was terrible, especially because so many people were focusing on New Orleans. It was just as devastating. Actually, the Hurricane Katrina had devastated Mississippi much more. It was more about the levees overflowing, flooding New Orleans than it was the actual hurricane itself. And one of the things that he warns about there is so true, and people don't always think about it, but it's gassing up, making sure that you had gasoline. And there were people that tried to do that at the last second and couldn't find gas stations that had gas, because that's what happened on Sunday, late on Sunday. If you waited till late on Sunday, it was tougher to find a place to pull in and just get some gas, since it was all tapped out. And the refineries will probably be a problem, too. It's going to be a mess in the east, without a doubt. That's why I'm wondering, as the storm batters the East Coast shoreline, I'm wondering, with millions plunged into the dark, I'll tell you, of course, if this had been next week, no way does the election happen. No way do they go through with the election. They just push it, move it, something. But now that we've got a week time period, I'm not sure, because it's going to still be extremely tough in the days that lie ahead for a lot of people, unless the cleanup is extremely fast. But I can't imagine that, because, I mean, here's your big thing, the power. No power. With so many people without power, that makes it tough. And now we're up to 13 people who have died because of the storm, the superstorm. And that's a great name for it. It was a superstorm. And so many more people keep losing power. So, you know, there questions abound as to some of the people that got trapped, why they didn't evacuate. But too late now for some of those people. The getting back on the power, you can call the phone company, you can call the power company until you're blue in the face, but you're just a number. You're on a grid. You're in a neighborhood somewhere. They've got to come fix the transformers. And working around the clock won't matter, even with extra people. So even with the extra people, you still need time. Certainly Halloween is a push. Halloween's a push for later in the week. There's no way there's trick-or-treaters in some of these parts in the East Coast, most of them, on Halloween Day, because that's hardly what's going to happen here. The focus will not be on ghouls and goblins and the hottest costumes. No. It's going to be, I need electricity. How fast can I get my electricity? So here's a bigger question. What do you think? Should the government rearrange the election, push it for an extra week to give the people in the East a chance to catch their breath and get their power back? Because we know it's not going to be back for lots of people. Should they switch the dates? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com.
New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
The most recent report indicates about 41,000 people in Philadelphia without power. We have Pico Energy here and about 467,000 in the region. Philadelphia has two rivers, the Schuylkill and the Delaware. We're concerned about them. We have creeks and tributaries and streams.
That was Mayor Michael Nutter talking about the situation in Philly as they struggle with Sandy. Like New York, like New Jersey, Philly in the same boat, so to speak, because of the high winds, and he described the rivers and what that means. So the question becomes, should we postpone the election if 60 million people are impacted by the storm, and then there'd be people that couldn't vote because there's no power? Shouldn't we postpone the election? What happens? Does Obama come up with an executive order? I would assume that Congress could reschedule it. So would that be what would happen? In previous situations, in war situations, we did not postpone an election. And you got to think back in your history, the World War One and Two, and the Civil War, for example. I guess even the Revolutionary War would count, would throw that in there too. But I'll say Civil War and forward. Would they cancel the election? Would there really be a push to cancel the election? Because that's a lot of people that will be affected and probably won't go and vote. How are they? They're not going to go and vote. Their life is turned upside down. They had to meet an insurance adjuster. Go vote and meet the insurance adjuster. Figure out how I'm getting out of this situation, what I need to do to get my stuff, to fix it, to get the, you know how a flood is. If you ever had a flood, it's terrible depending on how far up it goes, no matter what. Whatever does your house to some damage is something. It's whether it's halfway up the wall or soaking the carpet and beyond that, it's nightmarish, and we've seen a lot of places underwater, so should it be postponed? That is the question. Or no, the show must go on, that's that, and even a natural disaster should not stand in the way of an election. Even Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, was asked about it, and he wasn't really sure whether the president could do that or not, whether he could postpone it or not. He doesn't have any idea whether he has the authority to do that. Congress would have to vote on the date, I know that, and I would assume he could do an executive order, and that would be what would probably happen. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Rick is listening to us in the great state of Illinois. Hi, Rick.
Hello.
Hello.
Vote should carry on. I can't stand another week of political ads.
Because you're sick of the ads. Now,
that's
think
right.
About your fellow human beings, your fellow Democrats, people who want... They should have voted early. Well, there you go.
Right.
If you vote early, then even a natural disaster can't get you if you vote early enough.
Yep.
But a lot of people would have voted this week that can't vote now.
Well, they could vote last week early.
So really, this is it. When you have the chance to early vote, you better get out there that first day, Rick, or forget it.
Well, if they postpone it, they had it postponed for 4 years. I've elected 4 years now.
Yeah, you're so funny.
I'm going to be in there another 4 more years.
Just leave him in. He could just have an executive order that says,
yeah,
you know, let's just keep things the way they are and then worry about it the next time around. I have a feeling that's not going to float with some people.
Oh,
I don't think
right
so.
Treat, wouldn't it?
I think that martial law that some people are talking about, that you could just cause that by saying that. If that were to happen, yeah, I think it wouldn't work.
Civil war.
Yeah, I don't think it would work. Did you early vote? Is that what you said? Did you vote early?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
good for you.
That was a polling place, Judge.
Was there a lot of people there?
I was number 125, so...
Wow, 125, that's pretty good. See, early voting, Rick, they thought would be up to maybe 40%, but now because of this storm, I don't think so. I think a lot of people in the East would have voted early, but not now.
Well, you thought they would have. They knew the hurricane was coming. They should have voted early.
You just won't give an inch to anybody that's going through the hurricane. Too bad.
What? You know, this governor... Brown, Doughboy Christie, you know, he's always complaining about government spending and we'll spend too much. Is he going to ask for government funding after this hurricane goes through?
Oh, yes, absolutely. It's already been done. They're asking for FEMA funds already.
Yeah, but he's against all that government stuff.
No, he's not against all governor stuff.
Well, sure he is.
Government stuff.
The Republican convention said all that stuff.
He's against...
Well, spending all his money, getting us in debt, we're wasting all this money.
So do you think Obama should say, eeny, meeny, miny, mo, only a few Republicans get the dough?
No Republicans get the dough.
Let me see.
Well,
what are my favorite?
What
are my favorite Republican governors? Thanks, Rick. What are my favorite governors going to get? I like Chris Christie. And listen, even some of the most diehard Democrats I know like Christie because he doesn't pull any punches. You know what he did, too? He is considering an executive order to postpone Halloween in New Jersey because it's ridiculous. Nobody's going to go trick-or-treating anyway. Hopefully no one's going to send their kids out there. You're going to knock on somebody's door if they even have the door. Oh, look, your door. You have a door. Terrific. Trick-or-treat. It's not going to happen. So he did a tweet where he said he was considering it. You have 750,000 people in Jersey in the dark. I know there's a joke in there. Don't go there. A lot of them are on the shore areas like Ocean and Monmouth counties. So the utilities are talking about it could be even Wednesday before they can make a full assessment of what the damage is. It could be a week to 10 days with the power outages before people get power back. So here's your question to everybody listening in other parts of the country and even in the East Coast. Should the election be postponed? Should the election be postponed? What do you think? Yes. Yes or no? It hasn't been postponed through some of our worst times in our history, like the Civil War. But I think the vote will be off even more if there isn't a delay. I do. I think if there's not a delay, let's see the damage when we get the sunlight. Because right now, it's so dark in New York, you just bump into everything if you walked over to New York. I'm thinking there's going to be a cry to push it. Dan in Vermont, hello.
Hello, yeah. I think just go on with the election as is, especially, well, for one thing, you know, we've got a week to go before the election.
Right.
Secondly, a lot of people, you know, ironically enough, will be visiting their municipal offices here over the next week to handle, you know, with an emergency response going out there. It's a real, I work in this kind of field, and this is a time of, ironically, when disasters happen, that's when people are most in touch with their city and county governments. And then third, I mean, think about all the elections over the years where, you know, bad weather in this city, and did it cause lower turnout? And, you know, nobody, you know, said, oh, we need to, and those were, you know, in some cases, like a major city, like a Chicago, did that, you know, change the outcome of a presidential election 20 or 30 years ago because of, you know, one city had good weather or bad weather. So, you know, it's just one of those things that's sort of an act of God. And, you know, I think, you know, you have a chance to, you know, get things right. And, you know, you can have bad weather or things happen in life, and it's your job to make it to, if you're interested in voting, to make it there. I think people who want to vote will get out to vote.
But, Dan, even if this is our worst storm ever in history, I mean, not, it's not, ooh, poor New Jersey, they got hit. No, it's New Jersey, New York, Maryland, West Virginia. You know, it's not just a one state and, oh, this is a terrible
right.
thing. It's maybe 60 million people. I'm just saying.
I guess part of me just, you know, has faith in the ability of the system for people to, you know, to make it to their polling places, you know.
Your vote is for, I like that, your vote, get it? Your vote is for do not postpone the vote. Thanks, Dan. What do you think? Should it be postponed or not? You know, it's what I said. Think of the Civil War, the bloodiest, right? Awful, terrible. Sons of sons and whatnot lying on the battlefield, bodies piled up. Horrible things were happening, and people voted. So,
I thought you East Coast folks were tough.
I knew you were going to make a little slam in there. I was waiting for it.
I mean, come on.
So we're wussies. People are wussies.
Does anything else around the country get shut down because of, like, an event?
Games like in Minnesota when a few little shingles from the roof fall off.
Oh, that game went on. It just got moved to a different stadium.
All right. So
we went outside. We went from the comfortable indoors of the Metrodome to the outside arena, and people were taking their shirts off in below-zero weather, throwing snowballs around, enjoying themselves.
But
in
people in Minnesota have nothing else to do.
Yeah, we do.
Broomball.
And beer.
And beer.
Broomball. How you survive in the cold.
Broomball, broads, and beer. Wow, what a
B's.
Life in Minnesota. The three B's. So we can cancel Halloween, but we cannot postpone the election.
Let me tell you a story about Halloween. In 1991, when I was in like fourth grade, I was trekking around the Halloween blizzard, trick-or-treating in about 10 to 12 inches of snow. Party. That's what we are.
All right, so the Midwest attacking the East. You want to throw in your 2 cents? 855-266-5283.
Have
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. All right, so 5 million plus people do not have power and aren't expected to get power all the way up on the East Coast. And the variance, it depends on the power company, how fast they can get to you, all the down trees and everything that you have to do when you're working on the power lines. And, you know, it's not a lickety-split process. Has anyone ever experienced down power lines and what that's like? So I think it's taken over a week, 10 days. Let's say 10 days would be the best case scenario for some people, for a lot of those people. And it could be more than 5 million people plus 5.3 million without power. They're in the dark. The fridge is done. You are trying to figure out what hotel you're staying in or what cousin you're staying with or whatever it is that you're doing to get through that period of getting the power restored, not to mention if there's any other kind of damage to your house or your neighborhood or whatever. And it could impact 60 million people in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Delaware, Virginia, West Virginia. A lot of states are in the state of emergency, and they're still dealing with the storm itself and trying to find people to make sure that people are okay. So, you know, so here's ultimately the thing. Should we postpone the election, or is Dan right? Hey, the show must go on, and other things have happened. I mentioned them in the past, the Civil War. You could even throw in the Revolutionary War in the beginning and the first two World Wars. Notice I say first two. Still waiting for that third with Iran. But the first two. So is it, oh, well, tough tiddlywinks. If you can't get to the polls, gosh, we're sorry, but everybody else in the country is going to go and vote, we hope, or a chunk of the eligible voters will go and vote. What about voting early or whatever? Or let's postpone this thing and give everyone equal opportunity to go and vote. Think of the planes grounded, all the things that have happened. I mean, this isn't a piddly little storm. This is a big boy storm. I mean, this is a scary one. Workers trapped in a power plant, cranes swinging above New York City, above a building, 90 floors. The crane is broken off and swinging, the dangling crane, the floodwaters, the people who already have been killed, the massive amounts of damage, a historic super storm. And I'll tell you one thing, because they've been asked about it. Obama says the election, the storm does not affect the election for him. It doesn't affect what would happen with him, in other words. And the Romney people are saying that it wouldn't affect him. It's not going to have an impact on him. So you have, at least presidentially, both candidates saying it's not going to affect me. So if they're saying it's not going to affect them, should that be taken into consideration? But remember, there are other things at stake. Governorships, Senate seats 33, all the House votes, your local people you're voting for, with your state governments and bond issues. So there are some important things that hang in the balance in some of these states, some of the states that have been slammed by this weather. All right, let's go to Donald, who's listening to us in Texas. Hey, Donald.
Hello there, Kate. How are you?
I'm good. What do you think, Donald? Should it be postponed or no? It just has to go on.
Well, let me put it this way. If I were President Obama, I'd be doing every single thing I could to postpone it. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I would call Mayflower and make arrangements for the moving vans.
All right, so he says that's the handwriting's on the wall, so just postpone it. How about Sally in Washington? Oops, Sally, I think I accidentally cut you off at the pass at a power outage at the studio, even though we're nowhere near this. Dylan in Texas. Hello, Dylan.
What I think about the question is, yeah, I think the election should be postponed due to the hurricane. I mean, it's going from where everyone is getting affected and where Obama and Romney were there in this, that they canceled so many states they're supposed to speak in that so many people can't even vote because of this hurricane. So to give people a fair opportunity, I think they should postpone the election and give it from like 2 weeks maybe, and then people could vote later.
All right, so give it maybe 2 weeks. You have to set a firm date, come up with a firm date, 2 weeks from the 6th. And
yeah.
Give people more of a chance. Let them speak for another 2 weeks, talk to people, whatever, so that everybody can be back on their feet, and have the same chance to get out there and go to the polls.
Yeah. completely.
All right, Dylan, I like that opinion. See, that's a smart opinion. Why not give them a fair chance? Notice he says Obama and Romney give them a fair chance. And here's the thing that some of you aren't thinking about. I'll say it again, besides the presidential election, the other things that are significant to people in the areas that will affect their lives big time. You know, we talk about state rights versus big government versus small government. Well, that state government is pretty darn important, and there are a lot of things at stake there, people that are being voted on and other issues and whatnot. Sally in Washington. Let's see if I can do this right this time. Hey, Sally, how are you?
Hi, Kate.
Hello. My fault.
That's okay. I was going to say there's a proverb that says a wise man changes his mind, a fool never does. A fool keeps blindly going on. So what I would say is you always should have a plan B. And if the election looks like it's not going to be good for people, you know, to go on the 6th at
right.
Misty, then go up with plan B and set it back a week. I always have a plan B.
Plan B, let it be. So you're saying, and here you are in Washington, you're not touched by Sandy. You're saying, hey, let the people on the East Coast have a shot at getting to the polls.
Always, well, you know, a wise man changes his mind. So
yeah.
if it really looks like it's going to be such a hardship for people, you know, as we get closer to Election Day, be willing to have a plan B, which is set it back the next Tuesday.
All right, Sally, wise woman, we are 2-2 on this issue. Thank you very much. Because millions are in the dark, this unbelievable storm, this monster storm, Sandy, knocked people off their feet. 80-mile-an-hour winds plus a record-breaking 13-foot surge of water, a wall of water at New York City. A dozen people so far dead. Power out to 5 million-plus people across the east, flooded streets, buildings falling down, fires and problems with fires in Queens and some other areas, and a nuclear power plant shut down, 200 people evacuated from a New York City hospital, a ship that sinks in North people that are missing in this storm. The stock markets closed for at least 2 days. Schools closed for a couple of days. Should it be postponed? I guarantee this is going to be a hot question in the next couple of days.
The most recent report indicates about 41,000 people in Philadelphia without power. We have Pico Energy here and about 467,000 in the region. Philadelphia has two rivers, the Schuylkill and the Delaware. We're concerned about them. We have creeks and tributaries and streams.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.